Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you have come to join us on today. I'm excited, and it is just such a great day here in the city of Detroit. And I'm just thanking God, as always, for the love affair that he and I share. It is totally beyond compare. And I thank God for each and every one of you who have come to join us on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I'm excited about my guest who we're going to introduce in a few minutes. Trina Campbell with Sacred, Spaces, got it, with Sacred Spaces. She's going to be our guest on today, and I'm glad that each and every one of you are joining us as well. But before we get started, I just want to say on tonight we begin our 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace boot prayer boot camp. You want to make sure that you're there. We do it the full first week of every month, and so this is the full first week of June, and it'll go from June 8th all the way to the 14th. This week, we will be exploring self-repeating success, thriving in the overflow of success. And so we will be doing that at 11:59 p.m. That's a minute to midnight tonight. Set your clock. You want to make sure that you come out and that you join us. And being a part of it, like I said, we're just looking to have such a great time, and we're looking for everything to just be a blessing. And if you ever come to 11:59, a minute to midnight, one of the things that you know is that it takes you to another level. It takes you to another level just because you made the decision to stay awake to midnight. But I encourage you to come. And I encourage you to just be a part of it, because it will be a blessing to you. You want to make sure you get to our website, www.jackieshowers.com. You want to make sure you subscribe to our e-blast list. We are looking for the next 90 days. We're going on a 90-day challenge. And you may say, well, why 90 days? Most people will do 7 days or 14 days or 21 days or 40 days. Because 90 days, it is the number for self-repeating. If you do something for 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle. 21 days, it breaks a habit. 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle. So I want each and every one of you to make sure that you're going to be part of that on tonight. It's going to be great, and you are going to go to the next level. But I've been talking. And I'll talk a little bit at the end to tell you about my book that's coming out. I decided, but right now I want to get our guests on with us. Trina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Jackie.
Trina is a special person to me. She still sometimes she thinks I'm pretty hard nosed. She thinks I'm pretty hard nosed. If Trina tells us, she'll say, you know, Jackie, she really pushes you. But I just say I'm godly pleased with Trina's accomplishment. This year she opened up Sacred Spaces. She had been striving to do that. She is a Christian yoga, and I call her yoga guru. And the reason I say that is because Trina is not only she's not only passionate about yoga, but Trina is passionate about the Christian community and ensuring that the kingdom of God, that they are healthy, wealthy, and well. And so she's combining the principles of yoga with the Word of God in order for you to establish a healthy lifestyle. and she is excellent at what she does. And I'm telling you, because one of the things, you have to know she's passionate, because in Christendom, we still, some of us still have a problem when it comes to Christian yoga. And if you go up on her website, I interviewed her on 1340 Radio in reference to that. You can go up there, you can hear that. But today we're gonna talk about why it's important for us to respect health as much as it is to respect healing, and how do we combine our mind, our soul, and our spirit, our mind, body, and soul, and spirit together in order for us to be effective in ministry. So, Trina, can you just give us some insight about that?
Yes. Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for that introduction. I hope I can live up to that. So, Sacred Space Yoga Center, we are a place of healing, a place of transformation, a place of change. And what our endeavors are is to combine yoga, the principles of yoga, with the Word of God. And knowing that the Bible tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it's important for us to keep our body healthy from a physical standpoint, from a natural standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, and just to be able to be a whole person. So that's our endeavors as we combine yoga with godly meditation according to the Bible, according to the Word of God. We use Christian music. We use the Word of God as our as a way to encourage you and a way to strengthen you from a spiritual standpoint while we're yet helping you to strengthen your body physically.
And you know, when we're talking about it, because one of the things that I've come to realize, Trina, is that in Christendom we do respect healing. We always saying, "Oh Lord, heal me. I need you to heal me. Please heal me." But you know, but we don't respect the health. Why do you think that is? That we feel as though that we can eat whatever we want to eat, we can do whatever we want to do, and it's not going to matter. It's not going to make an impact on how we do things. Why do you think that we feel that way? Why is it we feel that we can do whatever we want to our bodies? Because our bodies is not part of our spirit.
Jackie, that is the million dollar question, and I really don't have an answer to that. What I find out is that people don't come to a point of healing or to live a healthier lifestyle until they've already come to a place where they're sick, either they get that bad diagnosis. And that's what we want to do here at Sacred Space Yoga Center. We want to turn that around. We want to get you to thinking about health and to get to think about what you put in your body and how you're treating your body way before you get to that point. And hopefully you'll never get to that point. So it's about changing the mindset. And that's the same thing with exercise, with eating, with the whole nine yards. And just taking time to relax and learn how to be stress-free or to find some personal time of relaxation. And now that health care has taken a whole different turn, we need to be responsible for our own health care because the government is not doing it anymore. The hospitals are not doing it anymore. They're making you responsible. And that's what I'm trying to do with Sacred Space Yoga Center is to help everyone be more responsible and take on the health as a personal goal and not look for other people once we get to that place of you know, where our body has broken down on us.
And you know, and oftentimes when our body gets broken down on us, one of the things that we always want to do is we start saying, you know, the devil did it or the devil is doing
right.
this. But you know, we put a lot of pressure on the devil that he's not doing, that we are doing to ourselves. And you know, because you know what I'm saying when people say, oh, the devil made
yes.
me do this and the devil did, and the devil that. But it's like, but you know what? You're making yourself do it. And every day that you are doing it, what you're in essence, what you're saying is that, you know what, I have decided that I'm going to team up with the devil, and I'm in order to allow him to do whatever he wants to me, and as a result, then I'm going to go to God and I'm going to say, oh God, please heal me. Oh God, I need you to heal me. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. But yet and still, we are not doing what we need to do in order for us to be healed, in order for us to be able to partake in the healthy lifestyle and to do the things that God is calling for us to do, you know, at this time. You know, what measures can we do to transform that mindset? You know, the Word of God said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can walk in that perfect and acceptable will that God has for your life. So, you know, what are some of the things that our listening audience can do? Because it begins in the mind, and what can they do in order to bring that mind, body, and spirit into oneness?
And, you know, that's a lot of things they can do, but we need to start small. A lot of times we start off, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and we've made that goal too big. So we want to start off small. We want to start with smaller, healthier things. So maybe today I'm going to take time. I'm going to take 30 minutes and walk. I'm going to take 30 minutes and do yoga. I'm going to take it small. Maybe it's just 15 minutes. I think we need to take this in increments until we can build up, as you said, 21 days and then 90 days. We can't jump into it and expect everything to fall into place, and we can't expect our bodies to change all at once. So I like to take whatever my favorite scripture is, and I begin to just work with that and meditate on that scripture and then allow that to filter me. I can do all things through Christ, and that's me all, A-L-L. That means leaves nothing off. So if you take that scripture and begin to meditate on that scripture and then begin to add those healthy modalities one at a time. So that's how you transform your mind, is begin to meditate on the Word of God and find the scripture. There are scriptures that will work and fit in every situation. You don't have to twist it. You don't have to make it work. I can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
That's inclusive of everything. So that means you can control your mind. You can start meditating on that scripture and then bring that one modality and start working on that, going back and renewing your mind with that scripture and then working on that modality.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're saying you're working on that modality. What? How do you work on it? Because some people may say, well, okay, I don't know what type of work I need to do.
And that's when you need a coach. I think everybody needs a coach, whether it's a physical coach, a spiritual coach, or a mental coach. Now, a non-necessary coach, get into class, get with a group setting, and come and talk to someone. You can come to the yoga center, and we could talk about some things you need to do. Just start with a simple yoga class. We have a yoga class that's called Meekness. And with that class, mm-hmm. it's a slow class. Everybody can participate in it. It's a slow-paced style of yoga, which you hold the poses longer, and it just helps you elongate your muscles, the bones, and just helps mm-hmm. you to begin to strengthen your body and lengthen your body. So when we you want to start with somebody. Most of the time we can't do it on our own. Most of the time we don't have enough information on our own. So
mm-hmm.
come here. Come to Sacred Space. We can get you started on a simple yoga program, a simple meditation program to help you slow yourself down, because stress is the number one killer right now. All the other diseases is just offense of stress, but stress is what it is that's leading to all these different things. So if you don't do anything but come here and learn how to quiet your mind, learn how to relax your muscles, learn how to stay present. If we learn how to stay present, that's the first modality, and stop trying to think ahead or trying to linger in our past. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We spend more time in our past or in our future than in the present. And we need to learn how to stay here, right here in the present, what's going on right now.
And you know, you make such a valid point in reference to that, because oftentimes, and I know I'm guilty of it too. You're always thinking of, okay, what I got to do, and you get into this helter-skelter state of mindset in the process of getting into this helter-skelter state of mindset. What you find yourself doing is causing a lot of undue stress, but that when you begin to know how to rest in God and how to enjoy the moment. You know, it's like even when the Word of God says, now faith, enjoying that moment, just knowing how to to take a breath and enjoy the moment, as opposed to getting so caught up with the worries and the cares of this world that you lose sight of just taking care of yourself. What are some of the things our listening audience can do to establish some healthy eating habits? You know, because we want to, and you know, I'm always amazed at the kingdom of God because, and I say that because, you know, we feel we can eat whatever we want to eat. We can ingest whatever we want to ingest. And we know that we are under grace. We understand we're under grace. But the Word of God has outlined a way for us to eat healthy. And, And with a high percentage of us to eat vegetation, those things that grow from the ground as opposed to eating meat, why is it you think that we have such a hard time with this whole thing of eating and gluttony?
One of the reasons, because I struggle with eating as well. So I think one of the problems is we live in this fast life, and it's so easy to stop at McDonald's, pick something up. It's so easy. And then they've made this stuff cheap. You can get a double cheeseburger for 99 cents. So they made it attractive, they made it cheap, and they made it convenient. And one thing that I've done this month is to help jumpstart my eating habit back to the right place. I'm fasting from fast food. Now, this is the second week, and it is almost, I can do all things for Christ every time I drive fast. It's like, but, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm fasting from fast food, and I'm fasting from Pops. You know, so that's what I'm doing. You have to find something to start with. So my thing is that if I can fast from fast food for this month, then I can make that a healthy lifestyle change. It's going to be 30 days, and then I'll take it to the next time. And me as being a single woman, it's easier sometimes for me just to stop, grab something on the way home, as opposed to going home to cooking. So I'm having to really adjust my lifestyle or how I look at food and stop trying to pick the big things. So this morning, while I was getting ready for work, I was also making a pot of spaghetti. So now I have a pot of spaghetti that I can eat on all week. So I can change it up. I can put some cheese on it tomorrow. But I'm going to stay out of the fast food restaurant. So I think that's the first thing that we need to do is look at, keep a food journal. Know what's causing you havoc. And take that one thing or two things out of your diet to start and replace it with a fruit or a vegetable or a juice, something a little more healthy. So take something out, take one thing out, and replace it with one good thing.
You know, you were saying take one thing out. Now, I'm going to tell you all, my biggest problem when it comes to eating, it's not sweets, it's not drinking pop, it's not any of that. My biggest problem is I like to eat lots of food at one time. And so I tend to have a huge portion. So, and I've gotten away from this because I don't really eat fast food. I really detour away from fast food, or I try to think about a place where I can go. I know, like, Burger King sells veggie burgers. So I try to go sometimes to there, and a lot of times I may tell them to keep the bread because I know it's not wheat bread. But it's eating a lot of food at one time that has been a comfort, and now that I have matured, I really need to eat in moderation. So there was nothing for me when I was a fast food junkie to go and get. I never could get like a small. I always got like a triple. If I went to Wendy's, I got a triple Wendy's with double meat cheese, a supersized fry with a large Frosty, and then I get a Diet Coke. You know, Burger King, I have that double meat Whopper, double cheese, supersized fry. Everything was big. Everything had to be big, and I would eat it. I would eat it, and I wouldn't be stuffed, but I would eat it. And then, you know, you'd say, "Oh, I wonder why, you know, I'm gaining weight." But that's been a problem. How do you begin to eat with moderation? Because there are some people just like me. You know, you go to the buffet. Don't have a buffet on a day where my stomach was. It felt like a bottomless pit. It was nothing to go and eat three or four plates piled high. First you got your salad piled high, then you get your food piled high, then you have to get your desserts piled high, and everything was everything, and you would eat it all. So what can you do in order to avoid the gluttonous eating, that overeating?
You know, first of all, you have to know your nemesis. And if you know your nemesis is that buffet, you need to stay away from the buffet. You just need to, that should not be part of your lifestyle at all. So there are some things that we know that we have a weakness to, and there's no way around it but to stay away from it. You can't play with it. You just can't do it. You just have to stay away from it. The other thing is, the interesting thing is that you stated, Jackie, and I don't know, maybe if you never look at it this way, because you are a visionary, you think big. Everything you do is big. So it means eating becomes big as well. I mean, when you look at it. So sometimes you have to look at your personality and say, okay, because I think like this, well, I'm always looking big, then I have to look at a smaller scale. Because somebody always asks me, do you have to do everything big? Yeah, I do. Okay, so that's what I do. I like to do everything big. But there are some things that I know I can't do big. So what I have done is changed my plate size. I have huge plates at home, but now I don't use the large plate. I use the smaller plates. And I feel, okay, so I can fill this up. So you have to know your limits. You have to know those things you have to just stay away from that you can't play with. Some things you can't do in moderation. I can't do Lay's potato chips in moderation. I bring them home. I mean, I have to know my limits. So that's how you start in that gluttony. Know your limits. Know what you cannot reduce. You don't want to do smaller sizes of. And eliminate that for a while. Maybe allow yourself to do that once a week. But then it's also just going back and changing, renewing your mind. Do I really need all this food? And if I'm going to pile my plate up, can I pile it up with vegetables? Can I pile it up with the green and just do a smaller size of the meat or the potatoes? You know, because if you're piling your plate up with a salad, that's okay. If you're piling yourself
up,
you have to look at those things.
And you know, and you're right, I do. I do pile my plate up, you know, with a salad. I do, and I tell people, I said, that's my biggest culprit. And I said, I'm not a sweet eater. I don't crave sweets. But it's learning to eat in moderation. And if you go to our website, I just want to say this. If you go to our website at www.jackieshowers, JACQUSHOWERS.com, there is a prayer. It's a healthy eating prayer. And you'll see it right on the front page where you can request to have that prayer sent to you. And we will send that prayer to you, and all you have to do is go up there and you request that prayer. We'll get that prayer to you. And I'm mentioning that prayer because one year I did that prayer, and I did it every day. I read the prayer every morning, and I read it every evening. And I lost so much weight, and it stayed off, you know, really stayed off probably until I reached a certain age, and then I went over. And so now I'm getting back into it, back into reading the prayer. But there's a woman right now, she's reading the prayer. She went to the doctor, and the doctor told her that she had some health issues due to weight. And she's been reading that prayer ever since she requested to have the prayer sent to her, and she's been reading that prayer, and she is losing weight right now. So if you're looking to lose weight, if you are looking to have that weight taken off of you, you want to make sure that you get to our website, JackieShowers.com, or you could do the ShowersGroupMinistries.com, and to order that prayer and begin to say that prayer, begin to, you know, pray it every morning, pray it every night, and you're definitely going to see a change in you. And thinking of that, I think about what you said earlier about things that you have to say to yourself as well. What type of affirmations do you feel people need to begin to say to themselves and to do in order for them to be healthy?
I think you have to pick your personal affirmation. Whether it's a scripture, whether it's the prayer that you just chose, it has to be personal. And I say that because a lot of times we can make an affirmation for you, but it may not be what you need. Okay, so I like to just, my thing is to go back and get a scripture, and it's, you know, I can do all things through Christ. Mm-hmm. I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can eat better through Christ. I mean, you know, just personalize the scripture, and that's how I make my affirmations. I go to the Word of God because the Word of God is true, and the Word of God is going to cut through it, and it's going to always remain the same. So that personal affirmation should always start with scripture. And then you put in there what you need to change. But it has to start with the scripture because we know the Word of God is true. You know God is going to keep His Word. So I like to tell everybody, find your scripture. And that way it's personalized. And then take the I out, put your name in it, personalize your scripture, and make that your daily affirmation.
So in personalizing that scripture and making it your daily affirmation, I think that's great advice that Trina is giving us, because, you know, when you begin to say things and you begin to say them over and over again, they become a part of you more than you know, because what happens is when you even go to do wrong, the words will just flood back in your mind and it'll stop you from doing wrong. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Trina, you can call in at 917-932-1710. You can give us a call, call in to ask a question. But I want to say this, you know, right now we are in a place where I heard in a survey that that Dr. Gunter did from CNN News, and he was saying now the 60 is the new 40. And I tell people I feel like I'm about 25, 35 years old. I don't feel my age at all. And so, but, you know, and people are living longer. They're starting to live longer again. And so it used to be that you didn't have a lot of centenarians, but more you're getting people that's living over 100 years old. And you're finding people that's able to live that way, and they still don't have, they still have the activities of their limb. They're not feeble of body, feeble of mind. And as we are aging, you know, and we're all aging. I don't care what age you are, you're aging. You begin to age the day that you, the day that you really is conceived. You begin to age because you begin to grow, and then you got to come up out your mother's womb, and then you age is happening. So, but you know, I would say that I don't care what age you are, that you need to begin to take care of your body. And the more you take care of your body, your mind and your spirit is going to feel much better, especially your mind. Our spirit person is healthy. Our spirit person really is always healthy because our spirit person is eternal. But when you begin to allow your spirit person to really take control over the rest who you are, your mind and your body, and bring it into alignment with the Word of God, you will be healthy. You will be able to establish that healthy lifestyle that you need to establish here in the earth, because we are flesh. So your spirit begins to take over the carnality of the cravings that your earthly body wants. And so your spirit has to become, your spirit has to become in oneness with your body, but even more that, more than that, your spirit has to take control over your body. Now, I know that you do yoga, Trina. What are some of the things that you all, methods that you all do in order for people, and I know that you use the Word of God in order to instruct your students, and you definitely want to try to get to her studio. It's right up here on Jefferson in Detroit, Sacred Spaces, and we're going to make sure Trina get out that information to let you know where you can go in order to find out more about Sacred Spaces. But Trina, can you just tell us how do you begin to train your spirit to be the conductor of your mind and your body?
You know, Jackie, you start, it starts with first wanting to make that change, okay? And then I love the scripture, 3 John 1:2, that says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in health, just as your soul prosper." And one thing that we learned to kind of find out is that as you weaken in your body, then you do become a little weak in your spirit, because then you don't have that time to spend in prayer. You don't feel like it. You're sick, you what have you. So the thing with yoga is we try to bring it all together. So when you first come into a class, you're going to just lay before God. You just got to, we call it soaking, where you're just soaking God's presence. In Sacred Space Yoga Center, we endeavor to keep this a sacred space to where God's anointing will always linger in here. So we want you to come here. We want you to lay in God's presence. We want you to come to the breath. And that's something that a lot of us don't do. We don't breathe. We don't breathe fully. So we want you to get you in contact with that breath, because we know the breath is the Holy Spirit. And if you look at it, that every time you inhale, Christ is exhaling into you. He's filling you up with every breath. So we want you to come to the breath. We want to get you to breathing. We want you to get the breathing longer and slower and make it longer and in depth. And then once we start with the breathing, then we begin to move the body in tangent with the breath. Because we don't want to jump ahead of the breath. We don't want to jump ahead of the Holy Spirit. So you want to move the body with the breath. And if you move with the breath, that movement will come a little more easier. So we start off in a place of breathing, in a place of quiet in our mind, in a place of coming to our presence. And then we begin to move the body. And the move of the body can be different. This morning I had three ladies in my class, two ladies, that are 83 and above. They come to yoga every morning, every Monday morning. And we just, so their classes are, well, actually, they've been coming so long, they can do a regular class. But some people, we may have you move, we may have you doing yoga in a chair because we can do chair yoga. We may have you stay on the floor all the time. We can tailor that class according to your need, whether you're on an oxygen tank, whether you're on a cane, whether you can move or whether you can't. We're going to help you move your body according to how your body moves until you can get stronger.
And you know, and I think
with that. Go ahead.
And you know, when you're thinking about your mind, when you're thinking about your body, when you're thinking about that, I know I need to do something. And you know, if when it comes to movement, when it comes to just getting in gear, and we know that Trina is here and she does yoga, but we know some of us, we may not do yoga. But find an activity that you can do, and you will be consistent with it, because the consistency is going to be the key element to your success. The more you do it, the better you're going to feel, and you're going to begin to see results. And you can't give up. You know, you can't say, oh, you know, when you first start exercising, you're going to experience a lot of pain. Can I tell you that? You're going to experience a lot of pain. Because you're going to begin to work some muscles that you have not been working in a long time. You know, it's no difference than when you begin to work your mind muscle. If you work your mind muscle and you haven't been studying or reading, you know, sometimes it's like you feel like your mind is hurting. But what it is that muscle is working, and that muscle has not been working all the time. And it's no difference with our bodies. That when you begin to work some of those muscles that haven't worked in years, they have almost become atrophied. You're going to have some pain, but you know, without the pain, there's not going to be any gain. And so you have to ask yourself, is this worth it? Is it worth me enduring a week of pain? Because that's only how long the pain lasts. It's about a week, if that long. Is for me to endure this week of pain in order for me to be successful. And you have to say, I am determined that I'm going to be successful. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me from being successful. And you have to resolve that within your own self. Nobody can do that for you. You're the only one who can do that for yourself. And you're the one who's going to push you. And if you can't do it yourself, just like Trina said, get a coach. Get somebody who's going to push you. Now, Trina, do you do coaching alongside your yoga?
Yes, I do. I do coaching when it comes to just movement. And I am a certified fitness instructor. I do work at the Y as well. I'm a massage therapist. I'm a reflexologist as well. So I do all of those things. But one thing I want to say too, Jackie, we don't want to look at it as that you're going to be in pain. I just like to tell people, you know you have muscles. You know you may have hips or legs today, because we don't want to look at it as being pain. We just know that we're moving those muscles and they feel a little different. But after a while, you notice that you have them. And it's not necessarily pain, because we're going to start off slow. We're going to walk. We're going to walk 10 minutes today if you haven't walked. We're going to walk 15. So we're going to do this and make it a gradual change to where you're not shocking your body so bad to where you are in pain. You may feel, no, okay, wow, no, I got legs today. Okay, but it's not really, we don't want you to go for a pain. We want you to go for just a different feeling, and we want you to start slow. We want you to move into whatever modality, whether it's walking or whether it's doing yoga or whether it's swimming, whatever it is, we want you to start off slow. We want you to take a little bit, pay attention to how you feel the next day, pay attention to any discomfort you may have or just sensations or just how that you notice you have a muscle, but not look at it as pain, because when you look at it as pain, that's going like, that's going to deter a person. It's going to change their mind. I don't want to go through that. So it's just a little discomfort or it's a little change in the body. It's a different sensation.
Right, and I guess I do say pain. I don't have a problem with the pain, because I look at it as it's a good thing. That's the way I look at it, as it's a good thing, because I know that, oh, this is taking me to a higher place and I'm going to feel better. You know, it's only temporary. It's only a temporary situation. But you're right. Some people say, oh, and I have people who have told me that. Well, you know, I just don't want to go through that pain. And I told them, I said, well, you know what? I said, the bottom line is you're going to have to go through it. The operative word is through it. And you cannot get to the other side unless you start. If you never start it, you're never going to get to the other side of your muscles feeling a little different. I'll use Trina's language. Your muscles feeling a little different.
Right, but
Trina knows it's all semantics. That I tend to just be in your face and say, "This is what it is. This is what it is. And you just got to move through it." And so she's a nicer person. She's the nice cop on the phone.
Well, no, I'm not gonna say I'm the nice, because I'm tough. People would tell you all the time. You know, you come to me at class, whether it's a spin class at the Y or it's whatever, you are going to work. But I want you to be able to move into it at your pace and grow at your pace to where you won't quit. Because if you jump in and you got a lot of pain from this one yoga class today, you're not going to come back. So I don't want to take you there. I want to take you to a place to where you notice the difference in your body, you know, but also you notice the benefit. Because on the other side, if you want to use pain or sensation, you're going to notice the benefit. Wow, I feel better today. I can breathe better today. I can walk a little better. I'm not as sore, especially for people with arthritis and those type of illnesses. Mm-hmm. When you start moving, you'll notice that you're less sore, you're less in pain because you're moving that body. And we want to stay away from not wanting to move because we're in pain today or because our arthritis is kicking up or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, you want to move it. You don't want to keep letting it get more stiff and more stiff and letting that inflammation inflame even more. You want to move it.
Right. I understand exactly what you're saying, Trina, but I want people to know that you have to get started and don't give up. You know, don't give up if your muscles feel a little differently, or in my case, you know, I may get it. I feel like it's pain. Don't give up. I think the key operative word is don't give up. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. And don't allow that to be a distraction. But what if you start exercising and you got a buddy? And I know we're winding down, so we're going to have to, like, do this fast. You got a buddy, and your buddy decides they're not going to exercise. What do you do?
And, you know, that happens a lot. I have a couple people that come on Monday night. If one don't come, all three of them don't come. And to me, that's a cop-out. And I'm going to play it like you would play it. It's just a big cop-out. You know, you came in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, you can exercise by yourself, you can do it by yourself. If that person, and maybe you need to be the motivator, because sometimes that person says, well, I'm not going to come, and you say, okay, I'm not going to come either. No, say, come on, yeah, we are going to come. We're only going to do it for 15 minutes. You know, because 9 times out of 10, you give yourself permission, okay, to stop. So, okay, we're going to do it, but we're only going to do it for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and you both agree to that. And then once you get started, you're like, okay, let's go ahead and finish. You can give your body permission to quit, but at least give your body permission to start it. So you can't allow a person to hold you back in no way, whether it's exercise, whether it's your goal, whatever it is. If that person decides today that they're not going to go with you, you have a couple of choices. Call somebody else, see if they'll go, or do it by yourself. And you can do it by yourself. Put your headset on, go to a safe place. I'm the type of person that I like to work out by myself, so I like my own pace. I'll put on my headset. I have a 60-minute tape or some of the best gospel jams there are. So by the time I'm done, I may be shouting around the track. You know, so you can do this by yourself. Yes, it's good to have partners, but if that person leaves you, you still got to keep going.
Yeah, you still have to keep moving. You still have to keep doing it. I've always been able to do it by myself as well. But Trina, I want you to because we're winding down. I want you to make sure that we get information on how people can contact you and how they can come and be a part of Sacred Spaces.
Sacred Space Yoga Center is located at 2930 East Jefferson. That's between Joseph Conklin and McDougal. You can go on the website at www.sacredspaceyogacenter.com. You can get some information there. You can give me a call at 313-352-6788. That's 313-352-6788. But we have over 20 classes a week here at various times throughout the day. So feel free to come. Your first class is always free, and then we have all kind of packages and everything. We just finished a couples yoga class on Saturday night. That was awesome. So we have all types of things that we will be doing. We have a painting for stress relief coming up this coming Saturday. So we're into healing the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit in all types of forms.
Well, I'm so glad that you have come to be with us on today. I'm always excited for you, Trina, and I'm excited about everything that God is doing in your life. And I know that there's nothing but greater things for you, greater things for Sacred Spaces. She is in the downtown area. If you work downtown, you can take a break. You can say, I'm going to Sacred Spaces and do an hour yoga class in order to just get relaxed so you can go back and you can resume your day. But it's right there on Jefferson, just a little bit past Joseph Compa. But, I mean, if you work downtown, it's easy to get to, or if you're working even in anywhere around there, get there. You know, go there. Take care of your body. Take care of your body so your mind and your spirit, that they can all be in alignment and they can all be in one, and you can have the peace of God that you desire. But I also want to say that tonight we're going to begin our 11:59, a minute to midnight prayer boot camp, and we're going to talk about self-repeating success. We're going to talk about that, the number 9, and it's self-repeating. So that means that when we go out and go through this 90-day challenge to say, I'm not just breaking a habit, I'm establishing a lifestyle. And so you're not just breaking a habit, but you're establishing a lifestyle. So you want to make sure you come and you be with us at 11:59, a minute to midnight, and look forward to my book will be coming out before the end of summer. I decided, from resolution to execution, I decided to take on a spirit of diligence, of excellence, of competence, integrity, discipline, to be excited and to be determined that I'm going to succeed and dedicated. So I want to make sure that you go to our website, www.jackieshowers.com. You can also go up to the MePlaceInstitute.com. That's TheMePlace, TheMePlace.org, rather, and you'll also be able to sign up for a complimentary coaching session, and go to our website, JackieShowers.com, and make sure that you request to have that healthy eating prayer sent to you, because it's going to aid you in your weight loss and maintaining a healthy lifestyle and exercising and eating right. And I just want to say again, thank you for coming, being a part of our listening audience on today. We are looking forward to being back here next Monday at 12 noon. But follow us on Twitter, friend us on Facebook, link up with us on LinkedIn, pin us on Pinterest, push us on plus us on Google Plus. But we are out there, you know, and join us on Instagram. So we are out there in our daily prayer for success. You want to make sure you subscribe to that so you can get it directly into your inbox. You can go to our Showers Blessings blog, and you'll be able to subscribe to us, and you can get it directly in your inbox. Every time it goes out, it'll automatically come to your inbox. Thank you all for coming, for being with us, and most importantly, I thank you, Trina Campbell, for coming and just providing us such invaluable information. The summer is coming, and you want to look good for the summer, so you want to make sure that you respect health as much as you respect healing.
Thank you, Jack, for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.